Thank you. My name's Dave Breen. I live at 31224 Ringtail Drive in Lewis. A couple of quick things, just like the other gentleman said, as a resident, I appreciate all the time and effort and the expertise you all put into this. This has actually been very well, and I've learned a lot, and a lot of the questions I had have already been addressed, so thank you very much. Most of this discussion started out with Title IX, Chapter 26, zoning and land use rights, or land use and how the county's involved with all of that. And that always comes up because that is where the developer or the landowner starts out from, and that's obviously the appropriate place to start from. The other thing that's in the exact same Title IX is the quality of life. It's on the same par, it's on the same level, and it's there and meant to be for the benefit of the citizens. And all I ask is that the commission and the county council maybe shift the paradigm a little bit, that those things coexist. They're not mutually exclusive, and one doesn't supersede the other. It never was intended to, and it really shouldn't be what takes place for ourselves. I do have a question that I'm hoping I misheard something earlier, and this is the opportunity for me to ask about it. There was a comment that was made about there's an HOA involved in all of this, if I heard correctly.
Okay.
As somebody who has served and still serves on an HOA board, I have a huge concern, especially with the low-income housing. Who is going to manage that? Who is going to monitor it? Who is going to enforce it? And if I'm going to be the one that's asked, if I'm on the board, you just gave me a nightmare that I don't even want to consider.
Managed by a management company, whether it's workforce affordable or just apartments. It wouldn't be the HOA. It would be.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah, it's on there.
They'd have to have their own.
The Mulberry Knoll extension, is it private roads within the development, or is it public roads?
Mulberry Knoll will be a state road.
It will be a state road.
The proposed extension will be a state road. The other roads in the development will be for public use, but they're privately
They're
maintained.
Private roads. Yep. Yeah. Okay. And then the only other comment that I'll make is one of the folks got up and asked about the impacts on the evacuation plan. This will have no real impact on the evacuation plan because we don't have one. Our current evacuation plan is if evacuation is declared, some people are going to drive north, some people are going to drive west, and some people are going to drive south. And some of the intersections will have state police or other police officials directing traffic. That's our evacuation plan. There's no real how it will work. There is no will it work. It's just good luck to everybody. And with that, thank you very much and good night.
Okay, thank you. All right, who's next? Yes, sir, all the way in the back.